The meeting is now called to order. The clerk will please call the roll.
Legislators May.
Here.
Rowley.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Tassone.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott Keenan.
Here.
Kuhn.
Here.
Ryan. Chase.
Here.
Holmquist.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Jordan.
Here.
Kinney.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Irvin.
Here.
Chairman Knapp.
Here.
17 present, none absent.
Thank you. If everyone would please rise for the invocation led by Legislator McBride and remain standing for the salute to the flag led by myself.
Let us pray. God of justice and mercy, thank you for the gift of life and the opportunity to serve the people of Onondaga County. Help us to act with character and conviction. Help us to listen with understanding and goodwill. Help us to speak with charity and restraint. Give us a spirit of service. Remind us that we are stewards of your authority. Guide us to be the leaders your people need. Help us see the humanity and dignity of those who disagree with us and to treat all persons, no matter how weak or poor, with the reverence your creation deserves. And finally, Father, renew us with the strength of your presence and the joy of helping to build a community worthy of the human person. We ask this, confident in your goodness and love. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Reading of the minutes, is there a motion to waive the reading?
Move.
Approval of the minutes?
Move.
Thank you. Are there any communications to be presented? Public comment period. Has anyone signed up for the public comment period?
None have signed in.
Being no speakers, the public comment period is now closed. Reports of standing committees?
None.
Report of special committees?
None.
Before we start to call legislative districts, just to let everyone know, we are officially live streaming today's meeting. Cameras in the back of the room. We tested it. Works okay. Audio works pretty good as well. So in the spirit of full disclosure. So anyway, again, thank you, Legislator Williams, for moving that resolution. So with that, we will begin. The clerk will begin the call of districts, starting with district number 11.
District 11, Mr. McBride. Providing continuous individual and family.
Motion to waive the reading. Objections. Motion is waived. Legislator McBride.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise in support of items number 1 and 2 and urge their adoption.
Sorry about that. Yep. So number one, we already waived the reading, so floor is yours.
Okay. Item number one is a resolution that we annually adopt. This resolution ensures that servicemen and women that are also county employees will continue to receive their individual or family health and dental benefits at county expense during their military active duty, and I urge its adoption.
Other comments? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 1 is adopted. Number 2.
Authorizing Onondaga County to pay the difference.
Motion to waive the reading. Objections. Motion's carried. Legislator McBride.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item number 2 corresponds, resolution that corresponds with item number 1. This resolution ensures that a county employee that is serving in the military will receive The difference or gap in compensation of their military base pay is less than their county salary. So both items are ways to show our support for members of the military reserves that are also county employees, and I urge their adoption.
Thank you. Other comments? Again, one of those great resolutions we do every year. Seeing none, Legislator Irvin, Leader Irvin. No problem.
They're all, yes.
Everyone is listed on those? Thank you. Other comments? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abakinen, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 2 is adopted.
District 12, Mr. Knapp.
I'll request a waiver for item number 3.
Thank you. Is there objection to a waiver for item number 3? See no objection. A waiver is granted. Go ahead with the reading.
Confirming appointment by the County Executive to the Onondaga County Public Library Board of Trustees.
Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. Item number 3 proposes to appoint Maria Mahar to the Onondaga County Public Library Board of Trustees. If you had a chance, her resume is phenomenal. Tremendous academic and career credentials as well. She's also, as we saw today in our presentation, been instrumental in the county's efforts to deal with COVID. I urge adoption to this resolution. Thank you.
Other comments on item number 3? Other comments on item number 3? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Item number 3 is adopted. Number 4?
Reappointing two directors to the Onondaga County Tobacco Asset Securitization Corporation.
Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 4 reappoints legislators Burden and Jordan to the Onondaga County Tobacco Asset Securitization Corporation. Did I say Burden and Jordan?
Yeah. Yes,
did we get that? Holy smokes. Yeah, legislators Casey Burtis and Tim Jordan. This is a very important board. All kidding aside, this is a board that does a lot to help county in its fiscal health and sustainability, and Casey and Tim have a very important role on it. I urge a reappointment. Thank you.
Other comments on item number 4? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 4 is adopted. Number 5.
Confirming reappointments to the Cornell Cooperative Extension Association of Onondaga County Board of Directors.
Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. This resolution proposes to reappoint legislators Cody and Kuhn to the Cornell Cooperative Extension Board. As you all know, this board and Cornell Cooperative Extension does some tremendous things for Onondaga County. They touch all facets of the work that we do in the community, both preserving natural resources and deer and ticks and forestation and on and on and on and on. This role is very important, and I urge adoption to this resolution. Thank you.
Other comments on item number 5? Feedback from the leadership at Cooperative Extension says these two board members do an excellent job. Clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 5 is adopted. Number 6.
Confirming reappointments to the Onondaga County Soil and Water Conservation District Board.
Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 6 reappoints legislators Bush and Abbott Keenan to the County Soil and Water Conservation District Board. This board, like CCE, and this authorized agency, like CCE, does tremendous work for Onondaga County, protecting natural resources, helping farmers, dealing with water chestnuts, you name it, they're hands up and ready to help Onondaga County. Legislators Bush and Abakinen's role on that board is very important, and I urge adoption to this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Like Cooperative Extension, the feedback is these two individuals do a wonderful job on that board as well. Clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abakinen, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Item number 6 is adopted.
District 13, Mr. Bush?
None.
District 14, Mr. Jordan?
Mr. Chairman, I rise and offer resolution number 7 and urge its adoption.
A resolution calling a public hearing in connection with the proposed
motion
adoption.
Motion for the reading. Objections. Motion's granted. Legislator Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A year or so ago, we changed the way that WEP calculates the sewer unit charge for commercial users. I reduced it down to 125,000 gallons. We're still trying to sort of fairly allocate the sewer costs between commercial users and residential users. So this is simply modifying the definition of the sewer unit charge for commercial users down to 120,000 gallons. It would actually generate, I think it's between $1 and $2 million in additional revenue by changing the way that it's calculated. But has absolutely no impact whatsoever on residential users, even in the event that a residential user, for whatever reason, would use more than 120,000 gallons, which no one ever gets anywhere near it, it still wouldn't result in any additional charge to a residential user. But it does, as I said, help to more fairly allocate the total cost of maintaining our sewers in Onondaga County. So there was actually a commissioner's hearing on October 13th. There were nobody appeared to object to it. This is simply calling a public hearing, which actually be scheduled for November 1st. So if there were any members of the public who had any concerns or objections to this proposal, that would be the opportunity. So I do urge its adoption. Thank you.
Other comments on item number 7? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abakinen, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 7 is adopted.
District 15, Mr. Kinney?
None.
District 16, Mr. Williams?
None.
District 17, Mrs. Irvin?
We are pulling item 8 from today's agenda, and we'll revisit that in December.
District 1, Mr. May?
None.
District 2, Mr. Rowley?
None.
District 3, Mr. Burtis?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would rise and present item number 9, number 11, 12, and 13, and urge their adoption.
Thank you. Number 9.
Confirming appointment to the Onondaga County Syracuse Commission on Human Rights.
Lester Burtis.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is confirming an appointment to the Onondaga County Syracuse Commission on Human Rights. This is Mia Wade. She is active in her community, and she's qualified. You'll see her resume there. She's also involved in her church. And I think it's a great appointment. It's a 2-year term, and I would urge its adoption.
Thank you. Other comments on item number 9? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott Keenan, May, Irvin Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 9 is adopted. Item number 10 is being pulled from today. Item number 11.
Appointment of Brian Kelly as Commissioner of Parks and Recreation.
Leslie Burris.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. We are confirming an appointment of Brian Kelly as Commissioner of Parks and Rec. Mr. Kelly is very well qualified. You'll see his resume there. He's the acting commissioner, and he's with us here today. And he's a great county employee. We're just so excited to have him come into this role, and would urge his adoption. Thank you.
Other comments? Legislator Cody.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, as chair of facilities, I just want to say how happy I am about this, and we just really appreciate getting to know Brian this past year, his enthusiasm for our parks department, his communication, and his willingness to indulge our committee's desire for field trips to get out and see some of our park situations. So thank you. Couldn't be happier about this.
Other comments? I was going to get down and say a few words, but I think Legislator Cody pretty much nailed it. So if there's no other comments, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 11 is adopted. Congratulations, Brian. Best of luck. We'll talk to you next week. If you'd like to withdraw your name, we can... number 12, please.
Adopting retention and disposition schedule for New York local government records.
Legislator Burgess.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it is as stated. This is a new schedule for government records, something that obviously we need to pass here. Our records retention officers, the CIO, Kevin Sexton, this is a good plan, and I would urge its adoption.
Thank you. Other comments? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 12 is adopted. Number 13.
Standard workday and reporting resolution.
Legislator Burgess.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is very standard and customary. We have three employees here that we need to pass this for, and again, this is very much a standard. Would urge its adoption.
Thank you. Comments on item number 13? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution 13 is adopted.
District 4, Mrs. DeSone?
None.
District 5, Ms. Cody?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise to offer Resolution 14 and urge its adoption.
Authorizing the discontinuance
motion
of...
Motion to waive the reading. Objections? Seeing none, waivers granted, or waivers, whatever. Go ahead. Long day.
Thank you.
Long this night is, last night.
This is a road in the town of Spafford in a very rural area. It's been deemed to be unsafe. Thank you to Legislator Abbott Keenan for working with the folks out in Spafford to just to ensure that this was in favor by all concerned out there. The road has been proven to be unsafe and not used very often anyway. There's really no residents on that road, so there's alternate routes that people can take, so it just makes good sense for everyone.
Other comments? Yes, Legislator McKinnon.
Thank you. I just also wanted to shout out to DOT Commissioner Marty Voss on this. It's really unsafe. People bring boat trailers down there, and it makes me feel good as a shareholder to know that they're keeping an eye on stuff like that, because it could have gone to the wayside, and people do sneak down there, and it's just not safe. So he's doing his job.
Yes, unfortunately, the GPS system sends trucks down there as a shortcut, and not a good situation. Any other comments? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution 14 is adopted.
District 6, Mrs. Abbott Keenan.
Mr. Chairman, I rise and offer item 15 and urge its adoption. Okay, so it's a simple...
Go ahead, Mel. Yeah.
2020 transfer resolution.
Okay, so it's a simple budget transfer. Dr. Gupta came in. It's over in the medical examiner's office. We have two staff pathologists on salary right now, but we're using contract people because autopsies are up at the moment. So basically, this just would move $75,000 from the salary line over to professional services, so we continue to offer this service for the rest of the year.
Thank you. Any other comments on item 15? Seeing none, clerk will call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, Keenan, May, Irvin, Williams. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution 15 is adopted. That concludes the call of legislative districts. Now we have local law A. Melanie, if you will read that.
A local law authorizing the
motion
county...
Motion to waive the reading. Objections? Seeing none, motion is granted. Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. Local law A authorizes the county to enter into a sublease agreement with Verizon, from which we will receive revenue. Verizon will co-locate on our tower located at the Jamesville Quarry. I urge adoption to this local law. Thank you.
Other comments on local law A? For everyone's information, I am invoking rule number 33, which allows me to excuse Legislator Ryan from voting on this item. Other comments? I would like to thank Hanson Aggregates for being the host on this Onondaga County Tower and has never charged us rent for this, so that's obviously much appreciated. Seeing no other comments, the clerk will call a long call.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Irvin?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Jordan?
Yes.
Kinney?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Rowley?
Yes.
Burtis?
Yes.
Tassone?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott Keenan?
Yes.
Kuhn?
Yes.
Chase?
Yes.
Holmquist?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
16 ayes, 1 excused.
Local law A is adopted. There is no unfinished business, no announcements from the chair other than looking forward to seeing quite a bit of everyone for the next few weeks while we tackle the budget in this certainly unprecedented time. Thank you to the staff in advance for all your work and for setting up the room. And with that, Leader May, will you make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Chairman, I move to adjourn until Tuesday, December 1st at 1 p.m.
Thank you. We are adjourned.